From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. voters go to the polls today to elect a new president. Democrat Hillary Clinton cast a ballot for herself at a polling place near her suburban New York home. Republican Donald Trump voted later near his New York City house. The winner will become the country's 45th president, replacing President Barack Obama. Pre-election polls show Clinton with a slight lead over her Republican opponent by 1 hour GMT. Polls will be closed in much of the eastern and central parts of the country, and the early returns will be coming in. A Russian news report says Russia's aircraft carrier and a number of other warships are preparing to strike the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. The Interfax news agency said Tuesday the attack would come within the next few hours. The report, quoting a source in the defense ministry, said planes from the carrier Admiral Kuznetsov would target outlying areas of Aleppo where rebels have battled Syrian government forces and their Russian allies since mid-September. There was no immediate U.S. comment. Five men were arrested Tuesday in Germany, accused of recruiting fighters for the Islamic State terrorist group. Justice Minister Heiko Maas called the arrests an important blow to the extremist scene in Germany. Authorities say the suspects were taken into custody following a series of raids in the Lower Saxony and North Rhine-Westphalia states. The men face charges of setting up a jihadist network that tried to recruit Muslims to go to Syria to fight alongside IS militants. Investigators identified one of the suspects as a 32-year-old Iraqi. This is VOA News.